Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Game Score. I want to give a big shout out to Dan for coming up with the name, because my first name wasn't too good. Everyone I've talked to likes the word and the sound of Game Score. So you might think, what is a Game Score? Now, Game Score is all about video games of our childhoods, of today, and the soundtracks behind them, and what kind of puts, what that soundtrack does for the game, and what it ultimately does for the player. So today, I'm going to go with a nice easy one. If you heard the first song, you might know what I'm talking about. It's Undertale. Now, I picked Undertale because A, I love the soundtrack, and B, it is kind of like one of the fringe games where you don't expect it to have a crazy soundtrack, but it really did have a great job. So I'll jump right into it. I want to say, disclaimer, I have never played Undertale, unfortunately. It just wasn't. My Mac is from 2015. It's I can barely run Word sometimes, so I don't really play games on my computer anymore. But I'm going to do the best I can to talk about it. I've seen gameplay for it. I've listened to the soundtrack in the last 3 days a lot, so I'm pretty prepared. So here's how it's going to break down. We're going to do, what's the game about? Is it indie or is it mainstream? If you're wondering what indie means, if you're not really a video game person, indie means an independent game created by either one person or a small studio. And then who made the game, of course. If it's a big brand name like EA, I'll say that. But in this case, it's not. Then I'll break it up into segment two is going to be why I love it, what the soundtrack did for the game. And then, of course, closing thoughts in the end. So, first thing about the game, let's jump right into it, because Undertale's a really kind of fringe game. It's 2D roguelike, which roguelike, the term roguelike can be anything pretty much that's top down. It applies to a lot of games. We'll jump into the story, because I didn't actually really, like, I had an understanding of the story in some way, but I gave Evan a pretty fun version of it yesterday. So to put it in perspective, here you are. You're in the world of Undertale. You're a kid, a child. They don't really give you a name at first, so you're the child. The child falls into a hole in the mountain, okay? You end up in what's called the underground. Now, the underground is full of monsters, and why are the monsters there? Well, the monsters and the humans had this big fight, and the humans won, and the monsters were banished underground. Monsters are locked up. Oh, can't get out. Sucks. But the only portal to get out is that little hole you fall into. Shortly after you fall through the hole, you meet Flowey, this cute little flower. Not really cute when you meet Flowey, and you kind of figure out who Flowey is. Flowey teaches a player how to play the game. Ultimately, Flowey, I hate, if you haven't played the game, I'm sorry, but it's been out since 2015. Flowey is the big bad. Flowey, no matter how you play it, Flowey just, you could be the big bad, technically. I got a look from Evan, but Flowey is, if you play it in one way, Flowey is the big bad. Flowey tries to kill you, and then your mother, Toriel. So to start off, I have some images. The first technically fight of the game, if you want to call it a fight, is the ghost, which I have got an image for that. Beautiful kind of 8-bit graphic, and the person who designed all the 8-bit graphics is Temmie Chang. So Toby Fox, who made Undertale, made the soundtrack, published the game, designed the game, he did everything but the sprites, and the sprites are done by Temmie Chang. So I think they look awesome. I'm a big sucker for 8-bit, or 16-bit, or 32-bit, whatever you want to call it. I love this style. So you fight the ghost fight, the song is played, it's a great song. Then you meet Toriel, your new mom. Your new mom is great, goat mom. She wants to adopt you. Toriel just is what it is. I have a picture of Toriel as well. And her song that plays while you fight her, or don't fight her, depends on how you do it, is Heartache, which I will get to eventually as well. A lot of cool characters you meet over the course of the game. Then you meet Papyrus and Sans. Papyrus is kind of this weird skeleton. I think the one says I can wear clothes too. He's this weird skeleton wearing boots and like a tunic. Fun fight there. The song for that's called Bone Trussle. Then you have Dummy, which is just this freaky amalgamation of different parts of, I'm assuming, a dummy. Really cool thing there. You have Spear of Justice, which is from Undyne. Undyne is a big character in the game. They are the capital or the Royal Guard leader. You have Metal Crusher, which is Metaton. Metaton the first one, which is this weird, like, boxy game show host. Then you have Death by Glamour, which is the other song, and that is Metaton 2, which is kind of weird. It's this weird, like, robot person man. And then Asgore, which is Goat Mom's husband, which you don't really find out immediately. Megalovania is, if you do a certain run, which I'll get into, is Sans, which it's a meme song. It has been for a long time. Everyone kind of knows the Sans song. If you probably know it. And then we'll end off with Finale, which is just not Undertale, unfortunately. I didn't actually put the song Undertale in it, but Finale is just a nice little song. So jumping into finishing up what I was saying about now we're back into the game, you can play it in multiple ways. There are three main endings: neutral, pacifist, and no mercy, or genocide. I prefer no mercy, as it seems less terrible. So the human or child, you end up being called the human as well. Adventures through the underworld / underground, meeting lots of different monsters, and you're given the choice to either fight them and end them, or you can kind of recruit them and befriend them. You see all kinds of really, really interesting characters, and it's really dynamic because it's an 8-bit top-down scrolling game with fighting scenes that Toby Fox has said that he took these from. The game was influenced by internet culture memes, silly movies like Mr. Bean, and then Nintendo games like Earthbound and Super Mario. So the fighting and bullet hell games, which are things like Doom, Enter the Gungeon, I think Tahoe Studio was one of the ones that was mentioned that I've never played before. So bullet hell games, you're trying to dodge bullets. So it was all influenced by these very big games, and the culmination was this very interesting style of game. Now, the main ways to end the game is neutral, which is you're just playing the game. Yes, you might kill some enemies you really don't like and you want to get rid of them. Some enemies you like and you want to befriend them. You have to beat it as neutral first for pacifist, because then you can play back pacifist, and pacifist, you don't do anything. You just hope for the best. You're friends with everybody. You don't fight back, not once. And it changes how the game ends. And then there's no mercy, where you're just eliminating everybody. You just take care of every single person. You say, nope, that's all done. We're out of here. And that is kind of just how it goes. No mercy is like a very interesting play style where you are the bad guy. That is the thing. At the end of the day, you are the bad guy. And I think a game where you can be the bad guy versus be the good guy is interesting. So Toby Fox composed both the music and created the game, as I said before. The game was influenced by, as I said, internet culture, silly memes, silly movies, Mr. Bean. So the game is very satirical. There's a lot of weird, funny things that happen. There's dog guards that just bark and are really annoying. Then Nintendo games like Earthbound and Super Mario. If you ever played Earthbound, it's very unnerving. The style's unnerving, the art's, like, everything about Earthbound is very unnerving. It's just not a fun game to look at because it's really freaky. Super Mario, of course, everyone knows Super Mario. The really cool thing is, in most cases, the game either gets 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10. there's no bad ratings that I saw. I looked at, like, if you go on Wikipedia, which it's Wikipedia, you know, you really can't judge it all, but if you go down to reception, so Destructoid, Game Informer, GameSpot, Giant Bomb, IGN, PC Gamer, and US Gamer, and the aggregate score, which is Metacritic, all give it either 10 out of 10, 9 out of 10, 9.5, or 91 out of 100. So it's getting rave reviews, which is fantastic, which is what you want when you're a studio like this, where you don't really have, you're just Toby Fox, like, you're just trying your best. You know, the term, and then it is an indie game in that sense where it's just Toby Fox doing it. He made the game in, I think it said 13 weeks. Let me just see if I can find it again. 32 months. So he made it over 32 months. He was financed through crowdfunding. And it's really nice when you see crowdfunding, where you have people who, or Kickstarter in that sense, where you see somebody trying their best to do something, you fund them a little bit of money, and it works. So it launched in June 25th, 2013, with the goal of $5,000. And it ended in July 25th, 2013, with $51,000 raised by 2,300 people. So he got a lot more money than he expected. built the game, did a great job with it, worked out fantastically. Unfortunately, some indie games don't take off. Indie games, independent games, they occasionally don't take off. If you look at Fortnite, for one, it was an indie game originally, and it was this weird tower defense zombie game. Now it is the free-for-all fighting shooting game that it is. And it's very interesting when you see games change over the course of their crowdfunding, in the sense of, you know, they change what they were told you were going to get. Undertale delivered more than enough. Again, I don't see any bad reviews for it. It's just a great game. And it has a great soundtrack. So speaking of the soundtrack, let's get back into the music, because the music is what kind of makes this game better, in my opinion. If you played this game with no music, I don't think it would even do nearly as much. So we're going to play Heartache, Bone Trussle, Dummy, and Spear of Justice. All great songs. I want you to just listen to the songs and think about it and kind of feel what would work fighting-wise, or what are you doing when you're listening to these songs. So when we come back, we'll talk more about why I love the music. But just in case you forgot, you are watching GameScore on Riot Radio at the DCSA Media Hub. You can follow us on social media at the DCSA Media Hub, or my personal Instagram at Eldon Atkin. Aside from that, let's jump into the music, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello and welcome back to Game Score. Over the break, you heard a lot of good songs, and if you saw the graphic, if you're listening to this, it's a little different, but if you're watching, you saw the graphic. Again, big shout out to Dan. Dan did a great job making the graphic, and hopefully he can teach me how I can do that myself. But fantastic job as always. So jumping right back into Undertale. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Undertale today. Game Score is all about games, the soundtracks behind them, and how we feel playing them. Over the break, I was talking to Evan about it, and little side note here. So Toby Fox, after making Undertale, made Deltarune. Deltarune is just a word scramble version of Undertale. Deltarune takes place in a different universe, different characters. It's a chapter-based game. Really cool, really interesting. Same kind of feel. And then apparently there's an official Undertale sequel, Undertale 2 Shadows of Time, which is scheduled to release this year in July 16th. So in about 2 months and 12 days, it'll be here, supposedly. Hopefully it actually comes out. You never really know, unfortunately, with game releases. But jumping back into what we were talking about, the soundtrack. So over the break, you heard some amazing songs, and I gotta say, I'm in love with what you hear from Toby Fox's soundtrack for Undertale. Even like the 30-second clips, even the 4-second clips, like everything has its own great sound. Toby Fox is a self-taught musician and did this all on his own, which is fantastic. So over the break, we heard Heartache. Heartache plays when you're fighting Toriel, Toriel's goat mom. And again, when you see, so Toriel in the game is this very overbearing but also motherly figure that kind of adopts you but also wants to keep you safe. It makes sense in the end where her son has passed away, so you're her new son and she wants to keep you safe. With that, Heartache plays, and when you hear Heartache, you can really kind of hear the bits of love and bits of undertone of not wanting to go through with this but almost wanting your own way out. It's really nice, and I think it kind of adds to the game. It adds to what you're doing. Then you have Bone Trussel. And Bone Trussel's awesome because it takes place with Papyrus. And Papyrus is this wacky skeleton who wants to be a hero, but can't because he's just a goof. And Bone Trussel makes me think, when I hear Bone Trussel, I think skeletons, I think kind of Halloween-y, and skeletons and Halloween kind of go hand in hand. And it's a really awesome way to think about this fight where each boss has its own soundtrack for a reason, and it really kind of adds on to it. After that, we have Dummy, and that's Dummy with an exclamation mark. Now, Dummy is really cool because if you listen to it, it almost sounds like Ghost Fight. And it's pretty much because Ghost Fight and Dummy are the same song. Ghost Fight is, if we say Ghost Fight's the original one, Dummy's a sped up version. Different bass drop, faster paced, but it's still kind of in the sense where Ghost Fight was your kind of tutorial on how to get into the world, and Dummy's more of a tutorial in that sense where it's a little harder and it's teaching you other things. So Dummy and Ghost Fight, very similar, and similar enemies. Realistically, one is an amalgamation of parts, dummy parts, and one's a ghost. Very similar characters in that sense. And then Spear of Justice, which is one of my favorites. Undyne is this weird merfolk with an eye patch, kind of cool. I think the picture I have for Undyne is actually True Hero Undyne, which is the, if you do the No Mercy run, you have to fight Undyne as the Captain of the Guard, who's like powered up and crazy. Spear of Justice is fantastic. It sounds amazing. And again, just the pacing of these songs really plays into it. When you play the game, it's different listening to me talk about it, of course, but when you play the game and you have to, you know, jump over these things, dodge bullets, do all these different interesting things while listening to the music, it really kind of starts to play on you where certain beats match what's happening in the game, and it adds to the experience. So those covered those 4 songs. Now, why I love the music and why I chose it is really easy for me. I enjoy the songs. I've always been a fan of 8-bit soundtracks, 16-bit soundtracks, whatever you want to call them. I love electro swing, I love electro music, all kinds of stuff like that. So hearing this music, it makes it really easy for me to get on board and to enjoy it because it is really easy music to listen to. It makes you want to kind of move. It's high energy, high pace. It feels good listening to it. And that's what music should be. It should be able to like listen to it and enjoy it. And again, with stuff like this, it ties into a game. So it ties into how you are dealing with different enemies, how you're interacting with the world. And it adds to what you are doing in the game. Now, listening to it outside of the game is totally different. But it still has that memory. You still have something you're thinking about, something that helps along the way. And there's a science behind that where, realistically, if you're doing a test and you want to study beforehand and you listen to one song and you play that song during the test, it helps to jog your memory. Same thing kind of plays here, where certain songs will inspire certain things. I can tell you right now, the Bezelgeist or the Devil Joe theme song from Monster Hunter World very much plays into how I feel about certain things. When I hear the Bezelgeist theme song, I get chills. When I hear the Devil Joe theme song, I know. So there are games where you hear soundtracks and you're like, man, that takes me back. There's the classic meme of why is there boss music? Like, that boss music always plays a role. And it really kind of shapes the world around you. What would a video game be without music? Can you imagine playing Super Mario Bros. With no music? Like, the underwater theme song for Super Mario Bros. Is probably my favorite, but what if that wasn't there? It wouldn't be the same at all. So, as I said, it really affects the gameplay and really kind of changes how you play the game. And unfortunately, that's really all I have to talk about that section. So, I have four other songs queued up for us now. We have Metal Crusher. Metal Crusher takes... It's Metaton. It's this weird game show host. Evan, correct me if I'm wrong. You end up on a game show, and Metaton was created by this little weird Triceratops doctor, and Metaton's a game show host. You also have a dating sim at one point. You're on a speed date. Interesting as well. We have Spider Dance with this weird, freaky-looking spider thing. Her name is Muffet. Yeah, and she's very interesting as well. Spider Dance, Evan's favorite song, I believe, from the soundtrack. I really enjoy it. Spider Dance also does lots of covers. That's another big thing. You know you've made it as an artist when people cover your song and change it. Spider Dance, I've heard so many remixes and so many good remixes. Death by Glamour, my favorite of this actual song, or of these songs, is when you fight Metaton. We'll call it Handsome Metaton, but what was it? Handsome Squidward? Metaton? Yeah, Handsome Metaton. Flowing hair, a heart, this weird V-shaped, Dorito-shaped body. And then Asgore, who is, if you want to call it the final boss, you would be kind of wrong, but also not at the same time, depending on how you play. Asgore, this big hulking goat man with a trident, really cool, awesome fight as well. So to jump into those music, let's play them now. I hope you enjoy it. And when we come back, I'll give you my final thoughts and we'll wrap up. So you're listening to Game Score only on RyeRadio.ca at the DCSA Media Hub, and we'll be back momentarily. Hello and welcome back to GameScore, only on RiotRadio.ca. So, if you're just joining us, I'm sorry, but the show's almost over. But today we talked about Undertale. We're talking about Undertale currently. We played a lot of good music. Today, actually, I had 11 songs, which is a first, 'cause I've never had 11 songs before, ready to go. Now, we just heard Metal Crusher, Spider Dance, Death by Glamour, and Asgore. Now, to kind of put it in perspective, when you listen to Metal Crusher, it's very techy, very like robotic. It makes me think of fighting a robot, which you are. You're fighting a robot, you're on a quiz show, you're on a cooking show, you're doing all these weird things. And Metaton, who's this robot with a wheel and arms, reminds me of Deep Blue, which was the chess bot that people made to fight Garry Kasparov, which he won. The chess bot won, which means AI is on the rise, back in 1997. So, Metaton, robot, fight it. Sounds, the music, really plays a role where it sounds like you're fighting a robot. Spider dance, kind of unnerving. You know what, if spiders were to dance, I would think they might sound like that. I'm not entirely sure. I've never asked a spider what kind of music they like to listen to. It could be polka. I guess a spider could dance to polka. Yeah. So with that, we have Spider Dance and then Death by Glamour, which is Metaton 2, handsome Metaton, back from whatever happened to them. And it's a very interesting, very kind of upbeat, very moving. You want to say glamorous, you can call it that. Flamboyant's another good word for it, because it is like boom, 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 boom. You're moving. Like, you have to just keep doing stuff. Yeah. I like that, yeah. And I think I tried to get as many like comedic pictures as well, with little quotes of them as well. And then Asgore, goat dad who doesn't love you. And Asgore is like this hulking goat with a trident, king of the monsters, wants to avenge his son because the story goes, as I've explained before, but you fall in a hole. You're not the first person to fall in a hole. There's been, I think, six other people that have fallen in these holes. And the very first person that falls in the hole is this kid who ends up dying. And Asgore's son takes him to the human world and the humans kill his son as a monster. So that's a big issue. Then Asgore starts collecting souls of other people that fall into the underground because Asgore wants to breach and fight the humans back, take the fight to the humans because they suck. You are kind of the turning point. When you befriend Asgore and you do a pacifist or neutral run, you become the hero. Now, if you do a no mercy, then you are the villain. There's no way I can say it. You are the villain. And everyone's afraid of you, like terrified. You know what's bad when the big bad Flowey kills Asgore to be like, hey, look what I did for you. Don't hurt me. And you hurt Flowey. And another thing I just wanted to mention about the endings. Pacifist, everyone's happy. Neutral, kind of, it is just neutral. And then no mercy, you wipe out everybody. Evan made a good point too, where if you kill all of the monsters in the area, the music stops playing. There's no more music to listen to because you've eliminated that life. There's no one there left to make the music. So it's just silence on your throne of bones. It's silent because there's nobody left but you. And in that end, you have to actually sacrifice yourself to reverse all the damage you did to play the game again. So it's really cool how the choices you make really affect what happens in the game. I'm hopefully going to play it. I feel, as much as I think No Mercy's like a really cool style, I don't think I could actually do it. I don't think I have the guts to do it, No Mercy run. But yeah, there's some really amazing sounds. Next week, I'm not sure what we're gonna do. I'm thinking either Doom, because Doom has an amazing soundtrack, or I might keep it 8-bit and go with maybe Super Mario or Mega Man. There's a lot of options. Mega Man, yeah, maybe Mega Man. Mega Man, and another thing about Mega Man and all these 8-bit soundtracks, people pick them up and do crazy things. I've heard so many heavy metal mixes of Mega Man X that sound so good. So with that, we're gonna wrap the show up. I'm really happy you joined me. I hope you really enjoyed it. We have two songs playing us out. One of them you won't really hear unless you're doing a No Mercy run. So it's gonna be Megalovania, which is the fight where you fight Sans before you get to the end. Sans, this weird little blue skeleton guy, I guess he's not blue, he wears a blue sweater. The brother Papyrus. Sans is kind of a good friend throughout the course of it. When you do No Mercy, he's trying to stop you. He wants to be that final conscience, like that little, angel on your shoulder saying, don't do this. There's better things to do. and unfortunately, Sans inevitably loses to you. Sans is also one of the hardest fights in the game. Sans, True Hero Undyne, and Flowey. Those three are like the hardest fights in the game. And then we're going to hear Finale, or Final. I don't know. I think it's Finale is how I would pronounce it. Finale, yeah. Which is just kind of like what's supposed to be played at the end of the game, I think, for neutral. Now, they're amazing songs. I hope you enjoyed the show. And next week, we'll come back with some amazing songs. I'm going to keep saying amazing songs because they really are fantastic. I'll catch you next time only on GameScore on Riot Radio at the DCSA Media Hub. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.